All right, it's time to begin, and as you know from the agenda, we have about 21 items to cover in our voting today and several key issues and areas to talk about. But first, President Killeen, if you would, introduce the folks who are here.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you so much for the wonderful singing. At this time, I would like to introduce Treasurer Lester H. McKeever, Jr. from Washington, Pittman and McKeever. Also, Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amaridis from Chicago, Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Barbara Wilson from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff members, including Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Walter Knorr, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University's Deidre Williams, Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs Designate, Marilyn Marshall. Interim Vice President for Research Designate, Ed Seidel. Representing the University's Senate Conference, Harley Johnson, Professor in the Department of Mechanical Science and Engineering, Urbana Campus. Representing the Urbana Senate, George Francis, Professor, Department of Mathematics. Representing the Chicago Senate, Sandra DeGrutta, Professor and Scholarly Communications Librarian, University Library. Representing the Springfield Senate, Ron John Carey, Associate Professor, Department of Management and Chair of the Springfield Senate. I think he's listening in remotely. Representing the academic professional staff, Jeffrey Stein, Senior Research Scientist, Illinois Natural History Survey, and Chair of the Council of Academic Professionals, UPAC. Also in attendance are Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology, College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Urbana University Senate Executive Committee. Kathy Novak, Associate Professor, Department of Communications, and Chair of the University Senate's Conference, and it's really good to be working with you. So those are the leadership we have in attendance.
Very good. Thank you, Tim, and thanks for all of you for being here. Before we go any further in the agenda, I'd like to invite the Interim Chancellor at Champaign-Urbana Campus, Barb Wilson, to bring welcome.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Ed. We're delighted to welcome all of you back to the Urbana University, and you all know you were here this summer, and so because of a schedule change, we're delighted to have you two meetings in a row. Always glad to be hosts to everyone here from the local campus, but also from Chicago, Springfield, Peoria, and Rockford. So welcome, everyone. I want to just say thank you to Teresa. I had a brief conversation with her beforehand, and I want to point out that she, not only is she doing all of the things you mentioned, Ed, but she's also taking 22 credit hours this semester.
Wow.
And is just embodying all of the things we hope for great students. She's one of eight children in her family, and the youngest and the first to attend the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So, yeah, pretty incredible. It's really fitting that she sung the song this morning, because today, as many of you know, we're going to have a very wonderful celebration this afternoon that opens our newest residence hall, Wasaja Hall, in honor of Carlos Wasaja Montezuma. He is our first Native American graduate, and so we're going to celebrate the opening of that residence hall this afternoon at 1:30. I hope any of you who can stick around will join us at that event. Many of his ancestors will be there, or people from his family, and many people from the Yavapá Nation will be joining us for this great celebration, including the President Burnett of the tribe. And it's just going to be wonderful. We are going to move inside, so it won't be outside because of the weather. And please, if you can, join us. I know many of you saw the beginnings of it in a tour not that long ago, the board members. Now it's done. And there will be tours after the celebration as well. A few other items I want to mention. You may have seen about 2 weeks ago, NSF awarded a new round of funding to the Extreme Science and Engineering Discovery Environment. We call that XSEED project. It's a $110 million five-year grant shared by 18 institutions, and we will be leading it. NCSA will lead this project going forward. The goal is to put more of the nation's high-speed cyber infrastructure tools in the hands of more researchers across more institutions. So it's another exciting adventure that we're leading here at Illinois. We're talking about big numbers. You may have either been, I know some of you were at the game last Saturday, and some of you hopefully watched it on the Big Ten Network. We're thrilled with the beginnings of a new football season. We hope that some of you can join us this coming week. It was a great day, a big score, and lots of people. So if you noticed the end zone, it was fairly full of students, and we're hoping for the same thing. The word is that ticket sales are even up higher for this coming game. And I'm not going to talk much about enrollments because I know Tim is going to, but I can tell you we've had another banner year here at the Urbana Institution. We're really excited. We're fitting all of our students into residence halls as we speak. We had a little overflow this year, but that's good news, and we are welcoming a bumper crop of new freshmen and transfer students here. So it's a busy time of the year, and we're very excited. One final note, I mentioned this at our last meeting. Last evening was the opening ceremony for the Paralympic Games in Brazil, and I mentioned we have 17 athletes and or coaches participating in this event, or in the events, I should say. I think they're being broadcast on NBC. I'm told 70 hours of the games will be broadcast, so if you get a chance, please tune in. We're going to make some big noise because I think we're gonna achieve great things at this Paralympics. And Illinois, I think, is the only institution that has this many individuals representing us at the Paralympics, so it's a time of great celebration. So on that note, just say, let's have a great meeting and welcome all. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. I'd like to take a leave from the board agenda just for an opportunity to, Chancellor, to thank you for the stepping in, as you mentioned last night, kind of stepping in a breach, and President Colleen and I commenting to you that we had your back. Sometimes you wondered how far back behind you we were. But a tremendous job, of dedication. Your communication skills were so important through all that period of time. And I'd like to take this situation to actually read the resolution that will be voted on later this morning and have an opportunity to give recognition. So, Dee Dee, if you would, please read that resolution.
Certainly. Approve resolution for Interim Chancellor Barbara J. Wilson. As you prepare to complete your distinguished service as Interim Chancellor at Urbana-Champaign, the Board of Trustees wishes to honor you and express its deepest gratitude for sharing your talents and leadership at such a pivotal time in the history of the University of Illinois system. The interim role is often regarded as just a caretaker who bridges the gap between administrations. However, circumstances demanded much more of you than this, and you ably rose to the call. You have been a profile in courage on many fronts, successfully engaging with and resolving issues above and beyond the usual command of the interim, something for which we are forever grateful. You have led Urbana-Champaign through a host of challenges with poise, wisdom, and integrity. Your calm, insightful approach has been invaluable in leading this great university forward, including your exemplary work in helping develop our new strategic framework. And your capacity to listen and communicate has inspired so many. Along with the members of the Urbana-Champaign community who benefited from your expertise, a new university president was aided by your advice, counsel, and support. As a mentor to your colleagues, you have led with a generous, thoughtful, and unselfish grace, and your quiet dignity has been a steadying presence throughout the year. The Board of Trustees and the officers of the University of Illinois wish to extend heartfelt thanks to you and your husband, John Lammers, and your family as you return to the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences.
Wow. Very good. And by the way, this is not a retirement address. This is yeah. Just a recognition.
Thank you. I think
President Colleen might have some comments he wants to add.
Well, personal thanks, great job, two words, but I'd like to, obviously the board is very appreciative of your leadership, but I think I just want to take the indulgence of speaking on behalf of the faculty and staff and students of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and thank you on their behalf too for all of your efforts over this long period.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure who you were describing there, but I'm very touched and honored. And I've, as I said last night, enjoyed thoroughly working with all of you on the board. And Tim and Ed, you've been great partners, and I thank you both for everything.
Very good. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Just two things to add to what you just said about the Paralympics. I think I was told yesterday in USA Today there was a feature article about the training facility here and that many of the participants actually came here to train, so another recognition. The second thing I'd say before you start off is for those of you who are hungry, back behind us, there is some zucchini bread. The zucchini was actually raised by the First Lady and was actually prepared by the First Lady. So don't miss the opportunity to have a little zucchini bread while you're here. With that, your wife is upstaging you again, Tim, but you have the floor.
I know how that feels.